I want to begin today by reading a scripture in regard to prayer. And then what we've asked to do this, we're going to have all of our staff to come family by family, and we try to recognize the families as well. And we have a gift for all the families that Pistols helped us get together. But I want you to open your Bibles, please, to 1 John, if you would. 1 John in chapter number 4. John, in writing in his gospel, said, "For God so loved the world." And what love? He loved us so much He gave His Son. But I'm in the book of 1 John. 1 John, in near the end, before you get to Revelation. And I'm going to look at chapter number 4 for just a moment. Just read it to you. But a lot of the theme of the Gospel of John and the three epistles of John is in regard to love, loving the Lord. The Bible said, "The Holy Ghost hath shed abroad in our heart the love of the Lord Jesus Christ." And it's inside every believer. We are to love like Christ loved. And so I want to read a few verses along that line. Look at chapter 4 of 1 John and in verse number 7. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifest, the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us, and sent His Son to be the propitiation," or the satisfaction, or to pay all the sin debt for our sins. "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected or made mature in us." That is, that it grows. You would think that when you first begin to love, you have puppy love. And that, you know, the old joke about young couples falling in love, and they sense puppy love, and then they get married, and they didn't know it was going to lead to a dog's life. But and that's not the case, praise God. I'm thankful that's not the case for me and Regina, or you as either one. But here does emphasize the fact that our love can mature. You can love somebody more and more and more. And so our emphasis through all this month is loving more. Brother Barry is dealing with the book of Revelation. God is love, we've just read, but He also is a holy, righteous God. And He's angry with the wicked every day. And one day He'll pour out His wrath. And thank God He had delivered us from the wrath of God because He loved us and died for us. But He is a God of judgment. You have chance now to experience that marvelous love. If you don't, one day you'll experience the awful judgment of a sovereign, holy God and spend eternity in a place called hell if you don't know Christ. But here, let's read on verse 13. "Hereby we know that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given us His Holy Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and He in God. And we've known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, or yet more mature, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world." It's the love of Christ dwelling in us. He's looks down through time to the judgment seat. And He said, because of that love in us and the Holy Ghost of God working in us, that we can have boldness as we approach that day at the judgment seat. "There's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love Him because He first loved us." I have asked our staff as they come today, and I didn't get a chance to talk to Miss Trudy. I'm not sure. I thought I saw her here a while ago. I don't know if she's with LaVon today or not, but we want to recognize her. We do in a moment. And I didn't get a chance to talk to her about this. And we're going to get her up, let her share whatever God may lay on her heart. But I've asked them to do something, being our theme is love. I want the staff that comes in a moment they're going to tell you why they love the Lord, why they love Benson Grove, and why they love their ministry. And I think God will bless this. I think God will not. But I'm going to do something different. Most of the time I go last, but I'm going to go first because Regina didn't want her to have to come up and down so much. But could you come stand with me just a minute? I promise you I won't talk long. She's heard that a lot. You notice the hesitation whether she really wants to get up or not. Amen. Amen. I'd like to ask if our family that are here, and Melissa and Jim are away on a trip with some friends, and of course Becky didn't get to come with Carolina B, but if our grandkids and our family will come on up this up, you just come up here and stand with us just a minute. I want to say thank you to the church for all that God's done through you to bless us in these 27 years. It's been a blessing. I love the Lord because He first loved me. He saved me, gave me everlasting life. What an awesome song the choir sang just a few minutes ago, and listening to Teresa's testimony about her life. When I was growing up, our family didn't have very much at all. My daddy was not a Christian, and my mom was. Mom took me to church, and she couldn't drive, and so we rode a Church of God bus to church for a while. And then later, we were able to catch rides with other people to go to a little Mission Baptist Church, Calvary Baptist Church. And it was just a little small church. It was just getting started. And they had different pastors come through from the seminary and other places. But a pastor came by the name of Ted James. And he was the first one that made the Lord Jesus Christ real to me. Because Brother Ted James was the same way in the pulpit as he was out. He spent a lot of time with the boys. He'd take us hunting and take us all around. And he made God real to me and helped me understand that He's just as real on the riverbank as He is at church, and that He loved us and gave His Son. It was during those days I trusted Christ, and then the Lord blessed me and has blessed me ever since. And He blessed me with a wonderful wife. And this coming December, 59 years we've been together. And I think...
This past December,
we were 59 here. I'm sorry. That's why I got it up here. This coming December, on the 19th, it'll be 60 years, the Lord willing. But I love the Lord because He saved me, because He's given me such a wonderful family. And through all these years of ministry, give me so many wonderful friends. I love Benson Grove because when I came, I left a fairly large church in Valdosta, Georgia to come here. But I knew it was God's will. And a lot of my friends told me I was crazy for making that move. But I knew God was in it. And you folks have loved us, and so many on the internet that not able to be here today, you have blessed us. And I have been so blessed. I have felt for those 27 years that we've been family, and we are. I've seen your children born. I've seen them grow. I've seen them saved. I've baptized them. And I've even done weddings for some of them. And now I get to dedicate your grandbabies through the Lord. And it's been such a blessing. I'm thankful for this church and I love this church because when I talked to visitors and guests, they said, that church has such a warm, loving spirit. We just felt God in the place. And I love it when it's like that. That's why I love this church. And I love being in the ministry because God did in my heart. Paul said, I have you in my heart. And I'm glad I never have considered this a job, never have considered, and so far as income, none of that matters. I'm just glad God put me in the ministry. I love seeing people saved, come to the Lord. And I'm just very thankful. Thank you for loving us for these 27 years. And I hope to stay until Jesus comes. We'll just see what God does. Amen. But I'm thankful for God's ministry. We're going to have our staff to come just a moment, but do you want to say a word?
Well, most of you know my testimony anyway of my daddy not being saved, but he took me to church because he knew it was important. And the day that he got saved, God blessed me with a Christian home. And I have memories of my daddy sitting at the end of our kitchen table reading his Bible every morning. And that's a blessing. A lot of kids don't get that. They don't get to see their parents reading a Bible or hear their parents say they love the Lord or have parents go out and witness for the Lord. But my mom and my daddy did. and I thank God for that.
Did Charles get in here? He's out back.
We have 4 children here, got 1 in heaven. Our oldest daughter's in heaven, Christy. She died just before she was 3 years old. We got 10 grandchildren. Right. Got 2 great-grandchildren and
2 and a half.
We got 1 on the way. Amen. So we thank the Lord for them. And I tell you, church, again, thank you so very, very much for all you do for us. And now I'm going to ask if, Brother Brad's here. We'll do Brother Brad first. We'll get Brother Brad and he'll come and share. And then if Tim, you'll come in Justin. And then we'll save Miss Trudy for the last. Amen. We'll do it that way, if y'all don't mind. And then we'll all get together and make a picture just before we go back for lunch. All right. God bless y'all. Thank y'all. Thank the Lord. Amen. You go back now. No, we go down. We go sit down. We'll get together later. Brother Brad's going to come. Amen.
Amen. Well, here we are 18 years later. How about blows my mind? That blows my mind. 18 years ago, let's see, it was probably a September, August, September-ish, the year, 19 years ago, I met Brother Billy at a sing that Black Creek and the group that Miss Regina, you were singing with them, and Miss Linda Benson, and I believe Miss Teresa. Yeah, what was the name of that? One Way. Another quartet group out of this church called One Way. They were singing at the gazebo place right there in central, the big city, the big central park of Four Oaks. And singing there in the gazebo. And they were doing a little bit of singing and outreach and so forth. And we went and we were watching it and listening and having a good time. And Brother Billy came by and we just talked for a minute. And anyway, the Lord started to work from that moment moving forward. And then we were having a lot of conversations and so forth. About 11:30 at night. And that fella stays up at all hours. I just don't get it, but neither here nor there. But God united us, and here we are 18 years later. The Lord allowed us to come in February. I left my home church to come here, and I was serving in the same capacity. I did youth ministry there and music ministry there, and God called us here, and lo and behold, God said, you know what? There was a need for a Sunday school class, and so I felt the need to start teaching in a Sunday school class. April would help, and then she helped in some other areas, and then there was another need that popped up for youth ministry here, and I said, Brother Billy, I said, I just feel like I'm leaning, I need to help in that regard, and he said, okay. And so we did that for a good number of years, and grateful for that. It's hard to think and look back now to see all of those kids, even back at my home church, they're married. I saw one the other day, I was singing at another location, and one of them was 38. One was 38 and had his children with him, and all these kids here getting married and children are with them as well. It's hard to believe. And then, of course, all of our 3 children, got one that's fixing to get married here in April, and got one that's got his own business, and then the other one is about to finish up college in just a short while. And so I'm grateful to have been here. My children are raised here. Great biblical teaching, great Christian family love and support, even when things went awry. That's why I love the Lord, because, yes, I'm grateful for the day he saved me. As a little fella, I remember sitting on the back pew and being called by the Holy Spirit, and I couldn't help but I needed to go get things right. I didn't have all the answers, and I didn't want to get in trouble even then. And I told you when I went down to meet the pastor at the altar there, and he said, son, is there anything I can help you with? And I said, I got to get saved. I need Jesus to forgive me my sin. He said, well, have you ever sinned before? And in that moment, and I've told you this before, in just a split second, my life flashed before my eyes, and I hadn't been on this earth very long, but my life flashed before my eyes. If I told my preacher everything I had done, he's going to tell my mom and daddy. I just knew it. And I said, no. Have you ever sinned? And I said, no. Well, a couple weeks later, I went down again and asked the same thing. I got to be saved. And I recognized that I had done mistakes. I knew it in my heart. I wasn't ready to fess up on those things, but I did eventually fess up and confess that I needed him. And through all those years, was I perfect? Absolutely not. If my mom and dad were here right now, she'd probably be running a lap right now, fessing up. No, he wasn't perfect. But that's why I love the Lord. He saved me. But not only did he save me, when I messed up, he allowed me to come back. Amen. That's why I love the Lord. I didn't make one mistake. I didn't make just two mistakes. I didn't make just three mistakes. I made a lot. And too many to count today. But that's why I love the Lord. And I love serving here at Benson Grove. I just wish things could go on like I wanted them to go on. And don't know what Lord's got for us out in the future, way out in the future. But we just want to serve the Lord, love on his people, love his church, and see him save more people. And I'm grateful for this lady to be standing beside me. And because those that are in ministry, your spouses, they know it's not always easy. Not always easy to get the phone calls in the middle of the night and all those kinds of things, like even just this past week. And that's not a problem. It's not a problem. I promise you that. And Billy would tell you the same thing after all these years that he's been serving here and the years of ministry as well. You don't do it because it's a Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 kind of deal. You do it because God placed a call upon you and you just feel like you have to do it. And I can't explain it in any other fashion than that. But it takes somebody wonderful to stand beside you and serve moving forward as well.
Thank you for having us here all these years. You've watched our children grow up. You've watched them make mistakes. You've watched them come back. I'm thankful for all of that. I'm thankful to be able to serve with my husband, my parents. If it were not for my granny, my dad's mom, I probably wouldn't be saved. She got me going to church at Banners Chapel, Advent Christian Church. I was saved there under Sam Worley. And that's why I told my dad not too long ago, I love it when he sings that song, "Thank You for Giving to the Lord." If it wasn't for my granny giving to the Lord, I might not would have had Christian parents. Because Dad's dad didn't get saved until I was almost in high school. So he didn't know what a full Christian home was until he was in his 30s. So I'm very thankful to have known that growing up. And I just thank all of you for allowing us to be here these years. And like he said, we'll see what the Lord holds.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you is a big word to say, easy word to say, but it's hard to live. And we do thank you so much for all that you've done all these years for us. I believe as best we can recollect, we came about 4 years after Brother Brad as far as full time to the church. We were here a year before that, but I believe it was 4 years. I think that's 14 years that we've been here, I think, and trying to remember all that. But Brother Billy originally told me, he said, "I only say about, 10 minutes worth," and he told me, and I said, "Well, that's fine. I'll try to keep it to 5, and then he gave us a topic, and I said, "Well, now I need 20. And then Melanie informed me that our daughter, our daughter and son-in-law are doing junior church, and I just went back to get Wendy and Ed about, it seemed like 55 kids back there, so now I might better do 2. So that I get a Christmas present from them next year. But anyway, I am very thankful for all of you very much. And God called me into ministry in 92, as best I can tell. Brother Billy and I met in the 80s. He was my pastor at that time. He was very young and I was very young. We were both very young in those days. But we came together and just always loved him. And then wound up, he was at our wedding, at my college graduation, at our wedding up in way up by Canada almost, and then God wound up taking us different directions. I was in Florida for 12 years, wound up being an associate and then also pastoring the church there, and never knew we'd get to serve together, and I thank him for it. I've told many people some of the best things that's ever happened in my life have come through two main people, Brother Billy and Wendy, and I appreciate that very, very much. When I was licensed in 95 and then ordained full-time ministry in 96, and I have no idea how many years that is. You'll just have to figure it out. I know we've been together 27 years now, 27 and a half, and when I first met Wendy, I knew that was the person. Once we started dating and all, she didn't come down the stairs at college one at a time. She came down three at a time, and I'm not kidding. She did, and always has been the Tigger, and I love her so much, and we've been together for... We learned early on. I told the Sunday school class this morning, you will hang. We learned you hang together or you will hang separately. And so we have, and I thank her for that. You know, I was thinking about when he said, speaking on love and that God is love, the greatest commandment of this, God said, God is love. And he asked the rich young ruler, what is the greatest? Well, he told him, and you know, they kind of went back and forth for a while. But I got to thinking about that today when he talked about that. The reason I love the church is because God is love. You folks have shown so much love for us. And God ultimately has shown so much. Some of you may have on your walls, I stole this and my wife said, what are you doing with that? And I took this off the wall this morning at the house. And she has on those little, one of those little things that says live and then laugh. I'm like, well... you don't have a lot of choice in the live part, do you? You're either alive or you're not. But I guess I kind of understand that. And then laugh. And certainly you do. You need to live and laugh. And I got thinking about how the church, our marriage, and our family, God's done so much through you guys and then threw us all together, watching what he's done with the Easter drama the other night. One of the dads was carrying in. We were walking him through. It was the first time they'd ever done the, one of the scenes we're repeating is the, him carrying the little girl in for healing. And I got to thinking about it, and the first time we ever did that, I carried Melanie in. And then she reminded me, Earl and Kim, she said, you know how Nathan and I met, right? And I said, no, I don't remember all that. And she said, well, you carried me in as the little dead girl in the Easter drama, and Nathan hobbled in as the lame boy on the other side. Brother Jared was carrying in his daughter, Mia, and he looked down at her and said, don't you get no ideas. But we've seen our child grow up here, and you love her, and now her and her husband, and they both are serving and helping coordinate the junior church and all of that and what God's doing with that. You know, it takes trust. I have never one time in my life worried about if Wendy was running around on me or something when I went on a trip. You say, and you say, well, what great trust you have in her. No, it's what a great wife I have. And do you understand all of this? Why I love ministry? I've watched so much happen. As a ministry family, so I'm closer to you guys than I are. I don't have a big family, really, than my family. I've watched that, and it's all because of the last part of that. If there's love there, you can laugh. If there's love there, there will be life. Am I holding up the right one? There'll be life there. And when churches come together, sometimes somebody says, well, y'all are awful noisy. It needs to be more quiet and reverent. No, it don't. Because when families get together, there's life. And when I come in here on Sunday mornings and I hear the buzz, I like it. Amen. It's life. When I hear those kids, man, Thursday night, we've got 120 in the Easter drama cast and crew and all this year. And man, when they came together Thursday night, there was some life there, let me tell you. About 30 of them from the Spanish church and about 10 or 15 don't speak English. So we had a lot of fun. It sounded like we were speaking in tongues in here Thursday night. My little limited Spanish and some of their limited English, and we're pointing and waving and praising God together. And at the end, when we have that giant prayer circle, you don't need anybody to translate that because there's love there. And that's why I love ministry. And that's why I love this church. And that's why I love God. As God put a love in my heart for it because he first loved me. Philippians chapter 1:6, being confident this very thing, he which hath begun a good work in you shall complete it till the day of Jesus Christ, is my life verse. And he put that in my heart. And all these years, has there been times that you wanted to quit? Yeah. There's been times I said, I'm just going to go get me a job somewhere. Because there's been times, not everybody, I know you find this hard to believe, but not everybody always loves us. Sometimes they don't like the decisions we make, and we have to make them anyway. But it's all been because of God's love, I keep holding that up, for us. And then we just turn around and try to give him a little love back. All these years, I haven't had to worry about if God loved me. I haven't had to worry about, can I trust God to keep me from going to hell? You say, what great trust you have in God. No, that's what a great God we have. And that's why we've been here and why we do what we do. Did you have anything you wanted to say there? I asked her, she wanted to say, she said, do I have to say anything? And I said,
well, I just want to say thank you for loving us. Like Tim said, we spent a lot of time down in Florida. It was an inner city church. It wasn't the happiest of places. So when we came here, you guys loved us and allowed us to be a family again. And the different ladies are just like, thank you for having such a great influence in my daughter's life. When we were down in Florida, we didn't always have that. I didn't have places where I could say, yeah, you can go to. No, it was always, come here, I'll take care of you. But when we came here, you guys said, hey, we'll take care of you. And we appreciate that. And I wish a lot of times you guys could go be just a little fly on the shoulder when we go out and, you know, we're talking to different people about different things, and you know, eventually church comes up and like, oh yeah, you're the church that does that big drama thing. And it never fails. They'll either say, you know, I, or they'll name a family member or a friend accepted Christ, or my life was changed, or my family, my friend was changed. And that's not us. That's all of you guys following the crazy ideas that God gives us sometimes and just being willing to show Jesus. And we just thank you guys for that.
I second what Tim says. Before I introduce my family, once in a while the youth ask me what I want to be when I grow up. I don't think I figured it out yet. But I'm Justin, for those who don't know, Heather, Noah, and Bethany. So we got two kids, no grandkids, praise the Lord. But I'm thankful for my family and all the family here. And we'll be married, I guess, 15 years in June. Yes, I got it right. Last year was a struggle. And I'm going to share a couple things about love, but I'm very thankful for her putting up with me. I mean, you don't even understand. But her love for God has been amazing, and it's challenged me to do even better. And I'm thankful for that. I learn from her. I mean, almost weekly. I mean, daily I learn from her. And so grateful. I had a tragic teen year when my dad died. I never see myself to be here, and I don't know why this year just it hit more harder thinking about it. But God saved me. My dad died when I was 15, and it's the most tragic thing I ever faced in my life. He took his own life. And I'm thankful for growing up in a church family that loved the Lord and brought me to church. But when God saved me about 18 years old, I didn't really understand what love was until he saved me and he showed me what love was. Amen. The love in the world is so confused. They don't understand what love is. Apart from Christ, love makes no sense. But when God saved me, I understand love. My flesh still messes that up. But God gave me a love when he saved me that's beyond this world. I understand it a little bit more through him. We're in the love month. But I love my wife, love my family, I love you guys. I shared last year, for those that don't know, it's a miracle we even got married. We actually went on a blind date. And we went to Bojangles. And I made her pay for the meal. I paid for mine and walk away, she paid for her own. And 15 years later, that was 17 years ago, so I learned a lot. I'm paying for it now still. So if you want to go to if you want any marriage counseling, don't ask me. No, but I'm thankful for God's love. I'm thankful for growing up here for most of my life and hearing Brother Billy. He's definitely a big impact in my life. And I got saved under his ministry. I actually was, when I was a teenager, I went to youth group across the road. So I'll be 40 this year, so it don't make any sense. No, time's flown by. But I thank you guys. This will be my past 6 years now here. I thank you guys for putting up with me. I'm the serious one of the staff. No, but I thank you guys so much for your love. I was in Clayton for about 7 years and did like family ministry. But coming back here where I grew up, there's no love like you guys have given. And the support, Sydney and Gary here, I practically claim them as adoptive parents. and I'm thankful for my parents and the family. And I actually have a lot of people here I'm related to, believe it or not. So I feel bad for y'all. No, I don't feel. What a blessing to have me here with y'all. No. But I'm thankful for y'all's love. The love that, as the staff said, is unbelievable. To be here. Y'all can't get rid of me now. I'm just keep on going 6, 12. I'm going to try to catch up with Brother Billy. A couple years ago, I told Brother Billy and Trudy, I said, y'all can't retire until I retire. So that's, so they got to keep, y'all keep their word on that. No, they actually didn't give me a word. But I'm thankful for the ministry, for the youth ministry. I want to thank you for the parents. There's so much stuff going on in the kids' life. I want to thank y'all for the youth for coming here week in and week out. There's so much things you could be doing, but coming here and your faithfulness. Thank you, parents, for encouraging them to be here, to hear in God's word, to come in the youth group and hearing devotionals. I thank each and every one of y'all for pushing them, for being there, and I'll do anything in the world for y'all. I love everyone. I love you, parents. I love the kids, and I would do anything. I'm still a kid myself, but I would do anything I can for y'all in the Lord. There's a lot out there. I mean, just going to the schools, there's so much going on. It's unbelievable, even more than when I was at South. There's so much stuff and in life. But one of the things that I do, and I love ministry because y'all definitely make it good, but because of God, as he read in the scripture, I love God because he first loved me. I love ministry because he first loved me. I wouldn't even be able to love her without God showing me how to love. And it would be confusing. And I wouldn't even be here. Believe it or not, a fun fact, I used to be so shy. I almost failed a high school class in public speaking. So God's amazing. To be here today, to actually talk, that he saved me. I'm thankful for salvation. I still can't comprehend it from 21 years ago when he saved me. I still can't fathom it. But I'm thankful for his amazing grace. It's because his grace, as Regina said a while ago, it's because his grace I can walk. It's because of God's grace I can talk. It's because of God's grace I'm here. It's because of God's grace I got a great family, a great church family, and heading to heaven. So I praise God for that. And he's amazing, amazing Lord, an amazing Savior. And we should praise him and love him for all his love for us. Because you look at the love he's given us. And I'm thankful for that. But I thank you guys. And one big thing we've been doing in ministry, and I'll let Trudy come up. We've been trying to go through apologetics on how to defend the faith. Through 20 years, I see a lot of kids go to college and they don't really know how to defend their faith on some of the toughest questions. What does bad things happen to good people? Who created God? Why does this happen? What is that? So we're trying to go through and we're answering some of the toughest questions in the next year or so, and to hopefully encourage them, as even now, not when they get to college, but now, even out in the field now, but to help equip them to be able to defend the faith and apologetics. But did you want to say anything? You don't want to sing? She told me a while ago she wanted to sing. Okay. But thank you. Thank y'all so much. And I appreciate every one of y'all and love y'all. Thank you.
Ms. Trudy is coming and the family's going to come.
Brother LaVon is preaching today. He's been helping out up at Harvest Baptist Church, and thank the Lord for that. We've got several guys that go and help a lot of other churches, and I appreciate their opportunity to do that. Ms. Trude and her family is going to come up now.
Thank you. Actually, LaVon's home sick today. He had to get someone to cover. He came home Thursday from work sick. So please keep him in your prayers. I'm not a preacher, so, and I'm not a speaker, but I'll do the best I can. This is my family. These are my grandkids. We have two other sons and a daughter and two other grandchildren. And we have one, our youngest daughter is in heaven. Can't wait to see her when Lord takes me home. But I do want to say that I was saved at Camp Dixie when I was 10 years old. Lord came to me and I accepted him as my Lord and Savior. And my life has never been the same. Has it always been perfect? Has it always been right? No. But my God has always been faithful. And my God has always been true. And I'm so thankful for that. And that's why I love him, because he first loved me. He sought me and found me and saved me, and I'm so thankful for that. These are my grandchildren and my great-grandbaby. I'll try not to talk so long so they don't have to stand so long. But I love this church because this church loves the Lord. This church has a heart to see the lost saved, and that's our mission from our God, is to reach the world and reach the lost. And I'm so thankful for this church and for these men that y'all have called to this church to lead us. They love the Lord, and that's their concern. Their heart is to see souls saved. And I'm so thankful for this church and how you love the Lord and how you seek to have the lost saved. And I want to say that I want to thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. I feel like the Lord gave me a servant's heart somewhere along the way. And I'm so thankful for y'all to give me the opportunity to serve you and to serve our Father, our Lord and our Savior. It has meant so much to me. LaVon and I have been married 51 years. We have a lot of actually blood family in this church. And we love them all and so thankful for them. But this church to me is a family. I am so happy when I'm together. LaVon told me when the children all come home and we're all together, he said, "You're the happiest I see you when they're all home." And you with mother's hearts, you know what he's talking about when they come home. And when I come to this church, I feel like I'm with my family. I love you all so much. Once again, I thank you. I love my Lord and my Savior. I love these men that y'all have called to serve this church, and I love y'all as my family, my church family. And I love these kids behind me, even though they drive me crazy sometimes. I was glad I came behind Justin. He is a hoot. I love Justin. But this is Maddie. And I had my first grandchild get married this back in November, Colin Harley. He's holding the great-grandbaby, Drew. And this is Benny. My oldest son is Brian, and when he comes home, he says, "If you call me Bennett one more time." And then we have our son, Kevin, our daughter, Emily, and two grandsons, Zachary and Jacob. And I love them dearly, but I love y'all all, and I love my Lord and Savior. Thank you.
Amen. Ms. Trude, y'all stay up here. Stay up here just a minute. All right, let me get the rest of the staff and family to come back up. Ms. Regina, I think, will you help us take a picture? If me and Regina stand right front, down front, can you get all the staff? Let me see if I can get all the staff to come up here on the platform. Me and Regina are going to, you going to go that way? All right, she's going to come around. All right, let's get everybody up here to the family that's with them. And I thank the Lord for every one of these folk who serve the Lord here. There's very few churches that have, we want to get on the platform. Let's get up here. She said she'd come up. But Charles, thank you. I want to say how much I appreciate all of the staff. And, you've never
Very few churches will have staff members to stay this length of time. And I'm thankful for how they've done. And Trudy didn't say how long she served. Now, we just celebrated 114, 15 years of church.
I'm not that old.
She's not that old. But for our guests and visitors and folk on the internet, she is our church secretary. She coordinates, and along with several other ladies, the meals that we've been having for the last 2 years now. In our Wednesday morning service, she does so many things around here. Sammy Barber some years ago showed me a little book of Benson Grove Baptist Church when it first started, the financial records and all. I think the offering on one Sunday was $4.72 for that Sunday. That's way back when the church first started, and probably with $4 then you could buy a Cadillac or something, I don't know. But at any rate, now it's amazing how God's blessed our church. I love the Lord. So many churches closed during COVID. We actually grew during COVID, and our finances grew during COVID. I can't explain that other than the grace and the love and the mercy of God. And we could, you could get along without me, you could get along without Tim, you could get along without Brad, you could get along without Justin. But when Trudy quits, we're leaving. Because she takes care of everything around here. I thank her and the family so much. This group of people have extended my ministry, that is the outreach of it and reaching souls for Christ and everything else. And I have people to volunteer from time to time. Preacher, can we go with you? And I said, that's not helping me to go with me. I need somebody to go on their own. And that way we have two people going. Well, that's the way we operate as a staff. They have their ministries. I kept coordinating everything where what's going on. But they have gifts of God, and we allow them to use their gifts. And they have extended our ministry in number and outreach, but also extended my ministry in years. I'm not young as I used to be, but I'm still pretty active for an old fella. But I could not physically, could not even come to visiting all the folk need visiting, doing everything else, but not for our staff. I'm so thankful for them. We're going to take a picture, and I'm going to have a closing prayer. Amen. Let's pray together, will you? Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the kindness of Pistol and those who've helped him. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time together. Lord, how we thank you. As Paul said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Lord, just staff in this church. Lord, this is wonderful. This way it's supposed to be. God, you loved us and you saved us and you shed the blood of Christ abroad in our heart. Churches be a happy place. It'll be a place where love is felt, where we love not just those who are here and who've been here for years, but for everyone who comes through the door. For those who come through the very first time, I pray, Father, they'll sense your presence, your love, and your power. And I pray, God, that, Lord, the Holy Ghost of God would continue to draw people. You said it's the goodness of God that leadeth to repentance. And I pray, our Father, they will experience good in this place, kindness and love and concern and prayer. And the Holy Ghost of God, Lord, with the truth of the gospel, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that wages of sin is death, that without Christ we'd be in hell for all eternity. But, our Father, you loved us so much you gave your Son to suffer and bleed and die, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I pray, God, that that would be a reality in this coming year, more and more, week by week, that some would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. And the rest of us, Lord, would grow more and more during this month especially in our love for one another, our love for this church, our love for the Lord Jesus Christ, and our love for the lost man and woman, boy and girls, Lord, that they might come to know Christ. Thank you for a good time of fellowship to follow. Thank you for those who prepared food to bring it. Thank you, our Father, for you providing it. And we ask your blessing right now in Jesus' name. Amen.